Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Jamie and Stoney with you on 97.1 The Ticket. We wanted to bring this next guy on because he is the voice of spring and summer around these parts, a mantle held for decades by Ernie Harwell, but was passed down to our friend Dan Dickerson, the voice of Tiger Baseball on the Tiger Radio Network here on 97.1 The Ticket. And for all of you as well, Dan joins us now. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Hi, where are we finding you? Are we finding you in Lakeland, or are we finding you in beautiful Michigan?
No, I guess fortunately I had a trip planned home Sunday to today, and I was going to go back down. So instead of coming home and going back, I just came home Sunday, and obviously I'll be here for the foreseeable future.
Oh, you get to see your family,
you know,
so
I was
that's
thinking
good.
About you because, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my son and daughter are both still in school. My daughter's in grad school. My son's a senior at State, so this is a terrible way for him to end his 4 years. But, I mean, at least, yeah, they've been able to come home, and we've had some good family time together, and we know that they can, they're either an hour or 2 hours away at any time, and so they're probably going to come and go since all their classes are now online.
Yeah, that is, this is a horrible time we're all going through, and it's also obviously very scary. We do want to talk to you about baseball and the Tigers, but, you know, you have a job that everybody thinks of as a dream job. Certainly Stoney and I think of as a dream job.
Yes.
So do I.
Getting to call baseball games. No, I know you do. You've always been very clear about that. But it is a trade-off, and I've thought about that, especially when I became a father, that you don't show up at the ballpark at 7:05 for first pitch. You're down there a lot. You're on the road a lot. Spring training starts in the middle of February, and for many of those years, you were working deep into October. So, the silver lining in this very dark cloud is that there is family time for the Dickersons that you probably haven't had in 20 years.
Not at this time of year. I mean, they came down to Florida for a week, and I just felt Lori and I felt so grateful that they were able to come down for a week. One more time, really. I mean, probably Justin will be, if all goes well, we get back to normal. He'll be out in California seeking his fortune in the movie industry this time next year. So that was a real treat to have them come down for a week during spring training. It went very fast. Anytime you get time with family, I mean, we've got two great kids, and we feel, just very grateful that they're able to be home right now, and we get to see him on a regular basis, and you'll take that time anytime.
What was it like for you guys, and you know, we had Guardy on yesterday, as the process progressed where you sat there and said, okay, we see what's going on, it's not that bad, especially in Florida, and then when Rudy Gobert happened and they canceled the NBA, is that when it finally hit home?
I think that's when it hit. But I tell you, I keep thinking back. It was a week ago today. So yeah. I woke up a week ago today. We had a broadcast on Tuesday, and we were aware of it. And at that point, kind of thinking, okay, it's going to impact probably crowds at ballparks this year. I mean, truly, that's where we were a week ago Tuesday. And then you saw the events unfold Wednesday. And then I think it was Wednesday night that they suspended the NBA season. And that's when it became like, oh, this is going to be more than just smaller crowds at the ballpark this year. But read all the comments of players, coaches, the league. I mean, there wasn't even a whisper on Tuesday, even Wednesday. Wednesday was an off day, but really you weren't reading anything around baseball that we were about to shut down the season or that we would have to suspend the season probably in the next day or two. wasn't even a thought. And I woke up Thursday morning and started reading about Seattle not playing any home games. I mean, even then, we're still thinking, okay, well, where can they go? They're not going to be able to go anywhere to play those home games. But they were literally at that point talking about going to Texas or Minnesota to play their scheduled home games. So, and then it all just, you know, unfolded in real time as we tried to do a broadcast that afternoon. And I don't remember anything about the game. I just remember trying to be a like a long public service announcement about what we can do now that this is all happening.
That must have been surreal to know that it's like, well, this is the last game. It's like, well, then why are we even playing this game? So
it went past 4 o'clock. They were supposed to stop at 4. They went past 4. Like, why are we still
Yes.
What are we doing?
For a game that doesn't mean anything, yeah. What's your sense of the players, Dan? Are they staying in Florida? I mean, obviously some are dispersing, going back to their homes and their families, but some of the younger guys, what is going to transpire? Because we don't know the length of time. What are the players going to do during this time?
I think, you know, for a while the determination was to stay together as a group down there and then realize that, you know, the groups are supposed to be small. There's still 54 players, quote unquote, in camp, but then there are all the minor leaguers around. So I think they realize they have to now work out in much smaller groups. And I think they're going to start to widely disperse over the next couple of weeks, knowing that, I mean, let's face it, it's probably not going to be till sometime in June before we restart. Exhibition season 2 might start sometime in May, I would hope. But again, that's all very up in the air. So I think they're going to disperse. I know some are staying. They can work out at the facilities. They have to, be very conscious of how many at a time and keeping their distance and all that we're doing right now. But I think it's going to be pretty widely dispersed within the next few weeks. I really do.
All right, let's talk some baseball. You mentioned the minor leaguers. Before we get to the pitchers, Riley Green and Isaac Paredes, as good as advertised from what you've seen so far?
Yeah, we didn't see Paredes because of a shoulder injury, which is too bad because I really wanted to see him this spring. And he remains probably the most promising outside of Riley Green, promising bat in the system. But Riley Green, you can learn some things from spring training. You try not to over react to positive results in spring training, given sometimes the competition. But when you see the Tigers continue to bring guys over from the minor league camp and let them get at-bats against some major leaguers at times in the major league games, they're trying to tell you something. And I think we certainly learned about Riley Green and, interestingly to me, Cody Clemens this spring. They got 18 and 19 plate appearances apiece. That's a lot for a kid who's not, quote-unquote, in camp that has to get a minor league, you know, an invite over from the minor league camp. Riley Green looked comfortable right from the get-go and hit a home run right away, and they just said, hey, keep coming over, especially when Chris Illich was down there. It's like, hey, I want to see this guy. So he played every day for a while there. But he clearly showed for a 19-year-old kid who was playing high school a year ago, he just looked like he belonged. So that was intriguing. And he did, oh, by the way, reach 11 times in 18 trips to the plate. 6 walks and 2 strikeouts. I mean, this kid's going to be on the fast track. But Cody Clemens kept coming over, too. He actually got one more trip to the plate than Riley Green did. And that certainly, even though the minor league numbers don't jump out at you, that said that Gardy said, I like watching this kid play. Well, that means he does a lot of things right. He knows how to play the game right. And that if his bat develops at all, this kid could be on the fast track as well, not like Riley Green, but I mean, it's certainly, they're trying to tell us something by, you know, continually inviting him over to the major league camp.
So obviously we tamp down expectations. We're talking to Dan Dickerson, by the way, the voice of the Tigers. We understand he's 19. We understand he was in high school a year ago, but you know, you follow baseball club more closely than we do. Andrew Jones, Mike Trout, Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, all these guys, you know, 20 years old, They're playing Major League Baseball and playing it very, very well. How fast is this track?
I think that's the track. You know, that he debuts, I think, by age 20. The great ones come, good ones come quick. And I bet he makes his debut at age 20, which would be next year. I really believe that. If, again, it all depends on what we do this year in terms of how many games we play. But this kid, I mean, he had made such an impression in spring, you really wondered. and I hadn't heard anything about this, that he might just, you know, not go back to West Michigan, which I think everybody thought he might start there because he'd struggled at the end of the year. He admitted he was pretty gassed by then. You can understand that. I thought he might start at Lakeland this year, which would, I mean, he certainly looked like he belonged at least at Lakeland. With the goal by the end of the year, he's at Erie, and then suddenly you're pretty darn close to the major leagues.
Scubo, Mize, Manning, how would you rank them, 1, 2, 3?
I've never seen such a nationwide regarded trio of pitchers, and they're so close in talent. I mean, I guess if you force me to, I would say probably Mize. I don't know. I'd go Mize, Manning, Scooble, just because Scooble doesn't have as much experience at AA, but that's about it. Scooble might have the highest upside. Mize showed that his splitter is just a devastating wipeout pitch, and Manning shows that he's got 3-plus pitches and is on the fast track as well. So, I mean, it's really close, and that's exciting because they're all really talented. And I'm telling you guys, it really injected a lot of energy into that clubhouse. And, you know, veterans are talking about these guys, the pitches they have, and they got a chance to see what everybody's been talking about. And I think that energized the clubhouse from the young kids to the older kids, because they know that help is on the way and these guys are as good as advertised.
And as far as the 2020 Tigers, Dan, when they play, whenever that is, obviously two guys who I think are, I don't want to say at a crossroads, it's probably early to say that about Kristen Stewart, but two hitters, Stewart and Candelario, I think we're all looking for bigger years from those two guys. What did you see from them?
Yeah, how much better the offense is going to be? It's going to be better, obviously. You score 580 runs, it's going to be better. How much? But remember, that was 200 runs below league average, which every time I think of that, it's just like, wow. So to approach average, yes, you needed Scope and Crone and Maven and what they're going to add. And Cabrera, I do think, is capable of doing much more now that he's, you know, he looked different. And, yes, we heard the stories about best shape of his life, but it was a true commitment, it looked like to me, to a new diet and a new nutrition and workout regimen. But for it to get to, let's say, 750 runs, you need Candelario and Stewart. And you know, Candelario hit a home run from each side. I would say had an okay spring. Stewart did not have a good spring, and I knew it. I think he knew it. I mean, and he, I think it was pressing a little bit. He knows that left field starting job is right there for the taking, but I think he also knew he had to show something at the plate because his defense is never going to be anything better than average and probably going to be below average. So if that's the case in the big left field in Comerica Park, he has to hit with power. And he did not show that. And I think he was pressing a little bit. I think they still believe in him. But I absolutely agree with you. It is a crossroads for him. He has to hit to stay in left field at Comerica Park. And Candelario has to hit. Candelario's got the upside. He's got the ability to hit for average, for power, draw walks. And we just haven't seen it for so long that that third base job was still very much up in the air when play was shut down.
Dan, it's really great talking to you. It's good to hear your voice, and hopefully we'll be hearing it sooner rather than later for what you were born to do. We really appreciate the time.
All right. Good talking to you guys, always.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There he is, Dan Dickerson, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.